Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I love her so.
I will never hear that song the same again. Thanks, Cass.
It was just weird because I was thinking about this topic for tonight while I was listening to my regular playlist, and that song came on, and every single line was like, oh, that's about me. Oh, children get older, and I'm getting older too.
It's not fair.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Cass.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. There is smoke above your head.
Oh, it's my ideas coming out. Or it's just the charred remnants of my brain.
Do you have a story to tell us about that? What's happening?
There's been a hormonal fire inside my brain cavity.
Oh, you had really bad hot flashes this week.
I have had them. I should pay better attention to them. It was last week or the week before. But I've started to have them again.
You had stopped for a while?
Like, I had one today that was really, really uncomfortable and lasted a long time.
How long is a long time?
I don't even know.
Oh.
I can't even tell you how long it lasts, because it's...
Time and space imploded on itself?
It's all... Yeah, it just goes... Yep.
What's our show about tonight?
It's about the men apocalypse!
So...
It's going to be a ride at Disneyland soon.
I could see that being a pilgrimage of sorts for women headed into their perimenopause.
Wouldn't that be a cool thing? Like, if there was just, like, a women's theme park where you could go learn all the things you needed to know about being a woman. You go to the women's theme park. There's a tea room. There's a bar.
There's a massage place.
There's all of the things that you could ever want.
There are young men walking around asking you if you need anything. Are you okay? No, that might...
Can I get anything for you?
Would you like me to hold your hand while you look at flowers? I don't know. So, what's happening is Kim's been... You're basically post-menopause, right? You're like...
And this is one of the things that gets a little confusing. Like,
right.
I believe I am in menopause because my meno has paused.
Correct. For over a year.
So, yeah. So, I think...
You're post. Menopause is one moment. It is 1 second in time where you don't get your period.
I guess. There's different definitions.
There's either pre or post.
It's not like, all right, I'm menopausal, but what does that mean? Like, I have had my last period for over a year. It was over a year ago.
Right.
Am I still in menopause or am I just done? Like,
I think you're menopausal. I think that's the definition. You're after your menopause.
All right.
So what happened was, we've been talking about having this sort of show for a while because, you know, all the women our age are starting to have these symptoms, hot flashes, whatever, yours truly included. And this month, for the first time ever, I skipped a period. That's never happened to me
before. The first time ever?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My body has been so regular my whole life that I could count the hour my period was going to start. Every 28 days, 10 a.m., my period would start.
Right.
My whole life. Even after I had children, I would have a child. Blood would come out like it does. Sorry, men, if you're listening. And then my period would start right away. 28 days. Like, I've never.
But not when you're nursing.
Yes, when I was nursing.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I've never skipped a period. Ever.
Wow. So once you started, you started.
I was 11 when I started. I have had a period every month, except for the two times I was pregnant. Every single month. My whole life.
Wow.
Like clockwork.
That's some serious fertility going on there.
So I'm kind of freaking out. I don't know how to feel. And I thought it might be a good idea if the more experienced crone could help this baby crone into
baby crone.
My transition.
Let's cheers to that.
Let's cheers.
Woohoo!
Woo! We're drinking Cassie gimlets.
They are so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Lots of vitamin C.
Yeah, a lot of vitamin C and gin. Which also has herbs in it. That's probably beneficial, I imagine.
I like gin.
And on that, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll just continue this conversation. You're hanging over the edge. Sicker than you planned. So please waste my. Predisposition for gin. Gin.
I don't know why.
Did I just say gin or gin?
Gin.
I love gin. But not the Gin Blossoms. Not my favorite band.
Oh, no.
No, they're terrible.
Just gin.
Just the gin?
Just gin. I like the Sapphire Gin the best.
That's my favorite.
Hendrix is really good, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we had the Summer Solstice.
Oh, that's right. We had that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some nice stuff.
Yeah.
Comes in a purple bottle also, which, you know, purple bottle.
That's fun.
Fuck. It's got to be good.
Well, that's why I like the Sapphire Gin, because it comes in that blue bottle. It makes me feel like royalty or something as I'm getting fucked up.
It's such a pretty.
I never drink enough to get fucked up, though.
Well, maybe that'll change.
Since I don't give two fucks anymore. All right, let's get into this nitty gritty of this pausing of the menna.
So I did a little bit of research today. Mostly, I wrote down what my experience has been because I don't have too many older women to talk to about this.
Right.
Honestly. There are a handful of women that I can talk to who have had the same experience as me as far as like not having a hysterectomy
right.
or not having the ovaries removed. And
because a lot of women in the generation above us had hysterectomies.
Right.
And I don't know anyone in my family who's older than me that still has their uterus. So I'm in sort of uncharted territory.
And it was really, really common for women in that generation to just have all their junk removed.
Right.
Like, oh, well, you're uncomfortable. Let's just get rid of it.
Right.
That was the male doctor's way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably do the same thing. Like, yeah, I'm having heavy I'm done. I'm
right.
done having babies. Get rid of it.
Right.
But
there are good reasons to keep it. It does create its own hormones, etc.
Right. Well, your ovaries. Once you remove the ovaries, I've heard women tend to age much faster.
Right.
Because the estrogen's gone. And it's not in a natural way.
Right. Where you're eased into it.
Right. So, there's not a lot of information out there.
Mm-mm.
There's the Christiane Northrup book, Women's
right,
Bodies,
which is like the Bible for women.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a good one. Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. Women.
That's right.
Blah, blah, blah. And then there's another book that I read called Before the Change.
Oh.
And I forgot to write down the author's name, which was a good book, but it was really based on health, like how to maintain your health, which is really important.
Right.
But not a whole lot about what's going to happen.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how to navigate those changes. And then there's support groups and stuff out there, I guess, now, but it's still not talked about.
It's not.
I'll talk to anybody, anywhere about it, because I'm sick of that shit.
I'd like to point out that Doug Miller usually, like, hangs out and talks in the background.
Usually.
He hightailed it out of here. I said, what, you don't want to talk about vaginal dryness?
And he was like, nah, maybe not. Go watch the news.
Yeah, I feel like the information out there is either very factual and dry-ish, or, like...
Pun intended.
Super airy-fairy and, like, you know, folkloric kind of idealistic crone. I don't know. Like... I wish that there was some sort of, like, punk rock manual for navigating menopause.
Let's write that. Let's write that book.
Okay.
The punk rock manual for navigating menopause.
We need to remember this. Somebody should write this down.
I have a pen and paper.
Of course you do.
Of course. Okay. Punk rock. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm finding really fascinating, and I think it's a thing that I've been, that's been happening for a few years since I started having hot flashes and stuff, is that I just don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm really excited about it. And I know people who are like, don't call yourself old or whatever. And I'm like, it's not that I think I'm going to die soon. It's like, I want everyone to know that I am solid in myself
right
now, more so than I have ever been in my life, like more confident, more knowledgeable, more calm. I just feel like myself. Mm-hmm. Finally,
I'm like maniacally shaking my head. She really is now.
I've never seen this before. Yes. Yep. I have.
Rattle.
So I don't know, I just wish there was more information out there.
Well, and that's the thing, is that it's not polite conversation. So again, the generation before us and the generation before them,
right?
You didn't talk about women's issues. It wasn't talked about. It wasn't polite conversation. It wasn't, you know, my vision of the previous generations of women it's very different than our generation.
Yes.
There was like competitiveness and a whole lot of junk, and maybe there still is in different circles, but in my circle, our circles, it's not like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's more of a sisterhood.
Right.
Where let's talk about things. Let's share the information. Let's, you know, let's get ugly about it.
Right.
Ugly, in quotations. So I kind of feel like it's up to us.
Yes.
I don't want my daughter to... You know,
to guess.
I don't want her to have to guess. I don't want her to feel like she can't talk to me or her best friends about what's happening with her body. Mm-hmm. It's normal. It's natural. It's how we're made.
Right.
You know?
I just wish I had like the closest thing that you and I had was Becky's mom, Donna, who had also a hysterectomy, but still had her ovaries. So she was having those symptoms that we're now having.
Yeah.
And I can remember at the time being in our 20s or whatever and just like shocked. Like her whole face would just turn red suddenly and she'd pull her fan out. And I just remember thinking like, oh God, I never want to go through that. But here we are.
And we have her example.
And I think about her a lot. From that time. Like, that's when we were all having kids and stuff. She was going through her change. So what was your experience? Lead me, oh sensei.
Well, according to the sources on the interwebs and the books, which is negotiable,
right?
I think, menopause... happens between 40 and 58 years old. You get your last period. Official menopause is when you haven't had your period for 12 months.
Right.
Although I have heard stories of women getting pregnant after that.
That's just not fair.
I was looking on the interwebs today, and it said perimenopause can last from, one source said, from 1 to 5 years, which made me laugh. And then another one said 3 to 8 years.
So I feel like I have been in some form of perimenopause for about 10 years. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that it's much longer than the, you know, the
book says.
The book says, yeah. Losing words, that's a big thing for me that's happened since since the perimenopause and the menopause. But so I went back today and I looked through my, I have an app where I was tracking my periods when it started to get a little weird.
Right.
And so I went back and looked at it and wrote down like, oh, wow, okay.
Oh, you went into historical data about your own cycles?
I did.
You're like a mad fucking genius scientist.
Dude. And at some point I remember thinking that I was going to write down the stuff in my journal too.
Right.
Because I keep a journal. And I did. I didn't dig out my journals because they're all packed away. But I would say 2012 is when it started.
Right.
And that was, I was suddenly totally intolerant to the birth control pill.
Oh.
And I saw doctors about it. I saw a therapist. And they were all like, oh, no, you're too young for perimenopause. No, 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 no. And I... something inside my head clicked and I thought, I need to get these fucking synthetic hormones out of my body. My body does not like these anymore.
Right.
And that was the trick because I was severely depressed.
I remember
I could not sleep. And the depression could have had to do with other things, but it was a level of depression that I've never, ever experienced in my life and never, ever, ever want to again.
Right.
And as soon as I went off the pill and those hormones were worked out of my body, it was like, oh, okay, I'm back. So weird. But it was that, and then the first thing that happened for me was brain fog, but a different level of brain fog. Like, I put my keys in the same place when I come home. Every single time, you know, I have these physical routines that I go through, and all of a sudden those were just blown out of the water.
Wow.
And it was weird. And I remember thinking at the time, like, oh my God, do I have early onset dementia or something? Like, I thought there was something like wrong with me.
Right.
And then I talked to a friend who was like, no, dude, remember that time we were in San Francisco and I couldn't find my phone and I flipped the fuck out? And I was like, oh, yes.
And she's like 10 years older than us.
Yeah.
So she's leading the way out of this.
Right. And
we've actually referenced her experience a lot in private conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, there were all kinds of little things while my period was on time, not on the birth control anymore, totally normal, predictable, whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. But there was just, the brain fog and fluctuations in energy fluctuations.
That seems to affect you a lot still, even.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's... I used to have a very set daily schedule that worked for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd get up early and I'd go to work, or I'd have, you know, I was home with the kids. I would take a power nap in the afternoon.
Right.
Loved that power nap. And then I would, you know, be in bed by like 10 o'clock or whatever. And now I'm almost nocturnal.
Yeah, I am too, fully.
I don't want to get up in the morning.
No. Morning's lame. So what about the way, have you changed the way you view yourself through this? Like, let's say from 2 years ago to today, what would you think has changed about the way you see yourself or how you feel about yourself?
Well, I've come to accept it. I think a few years ago it was scary.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh my God, you know, what's going on with me? Like, you know, the brain fog, and am I to have Alzheimer's?
Right.
Oh my God, the wrinkles are coming. The gray hair is coming. I don't have the stamina I used to have. My muscle mass is like starting to, you know,
right,
deteriorate or whatever. And that was, there was some anxiety around that. But at some point in the past, I don't know, year and a half, I just didn't care anymore.
Right.
I just did not care. Just zero fucks. Like, whatever. This is what you got. And I'm not even giving it to anybody. Like, this is, you know what I mean?
Well, on that point, like, I feel like the first thing that happened to me was that I noticed that I was, well, the very first thing that happened was I was in my 30s and had an enormous hot flash in the middle of Cost Plus World Market during the Christmas, you know, gift buying season. And was literally just peeling off all of my clothes, my shoes, my socks. It was, when you haven't had that before, that feeling, that first thing is like, but.
I remember my first hot flash too. Same thing. It was like, what the fuck is happening to my body right now? Like total loss of control.
But then I started to realize that I was invisible to men.
Yeah.
Very suddenly. Like, your expiration date happens pretty quickly, and then, you know, whatever. Not that I needed that attention, but it's the way I was used to moving in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it was gone, I mourned it for a minute, and then I was fucking relieved.
And then it's like being liberated.
Yes. And I said that to my husband. I went to Italy by myself, and he's like, well, what if men try and flirt with you? And I was like, I am invisible. Men don't see me anymore. You're cool. Like,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. So I feel like that's like, if you're out there and you've noticed, you've either had a hot flash or suddenly you're invisible, you may be starting your perimenopause.
And it's interesting that it for me it happened, it dovetailed with the just not giving a shit. Like, it wasn't like I had to get over it, and it wasn't some emotional like thing I had to reckon with.
Right. I don't feel that way at all.
All of a sudden one day I woke up and I was like, fuck it. Who cares? I don't care. I just don't care.
Maybe that's from the generation that we live in. Like, we didn't have to be perfect, you know, 1950s Stepford Wives.
Right.
I mean, we grew up in grunge and punk rock and, like, expressing yourself and being creative and dressing however you wanted to was encouraged. So I feel like that part where maybe we're not attractive to people anymore because of our age isn't as devastating to us as it might have been if that was our identity.
Right.
And we've talked about this before. Like, you know, the beautiful people who maybe don't have as active inward life.
Right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Internal.
Right. And it's in the environment that we have created for ourselves, too.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, Paul's not, I'm not going to say he doesn't care how I look, because if I didn't take a shower for a week and was not taking care of myself, he would be more worried about my mental health. You know what I mean? Like, he notices that kind of stuff, but he doesn't care.
Well, I feel like you guys are so well matched in, like, cleverness and the way you look at things. Like, I feel like none of that would matter to him anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think also you get to a point in your marriage where it's just like, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. You're just comfortable with each other, and it's, I don't know how to, I don't have the words.
Okay. Do you have words to explain to me what happens to my body after this? I'm pointing at fingers. I don't know.
Yeah.
So today when Kim showed up early to do ceramics with me.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
And I said, Everything's itching. The things down there are itching. The boobs are itching.
Mm-hmm.
That's never happened to me before. I don't get, like, yeast infections or urinary tract infections. I don't get any of those things. Oh, I never have.
I forgot about that. I'm going to put that on my list of things that happened. Yep, the itchies happen.
Itchies?
Yeah,
just itchies. What is itchies. That? Is that dryness?
Yeah.
I also woke up this morning and my face, I swear to God, it just looked like I was sunburned and I hadn't been out in the sun.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, maybe that's just me.
I had, early on, like right around the time I stopped, I had the most uncontrollable desire to be in the ocean.
Weird.
And I'm a dirt girl.
Yeah, you're a mountain girl.
100% fucking dirt squirrel.
Right.
And I remember one day waking up and being like, Jesus fucking Christ, I just want to be in the ocean. I want to be in the salt water. Like, it was one of those deep urges, like when you want to travel or when you know what I mean? Like,
or you need chocolate.
Right. And then, everything started to dry up. And that's one of the things that happens when your estrogen tanks. Everything dries up and the itchies.
Oh, she's pointing to her downstairs region.
Like, what the you know, and again, it's like, well, do I have like crabs or something? Where did I get those? I had those thrift store pants. I washed them first, I swear. Like, you know,
I've never thought, do I have crabs in my whole life?
I've never thought, do I have Alzheimer's? Like, all these weird ideas come into your head like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. Because nobody's ever said this before.
Right.
At least to me and to you. Like, nobody has said, you know what? You're going to get itchy. Your fucking hair's going to fall out. Like, you're going to take a shower one day and you're going to pull out globs full of hair. And that's normal. And it'll grow back and it'll be okay. Kind of grow back. But you know what I mean? Like, nobody has said that, oh, that's just a normal thing. It's okay. My joints started to ache terribly, and this happened really early on, like backaches.
Yeah.
Backaches, achy joints, all of that. I get, cramps in my legs and feet.
Oh, the weirdest thing happened to me the other day. It felt like I had restless leg syndrome, but all over my whole body.
Tingly?
This weird tingly, like I wanted to itch out of my body and I had to stand up and like shake it all out. Like, ugh.
Yeah. There you go. There's the weird electric itchy feeling.
What is that?
I don't know. See, and science doesn't offer a whole lot of explanations for
There's
all this.
There's got to be somebody out there who's an expert on everything like this.
Allergies?
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. Ever had allergies in my whole life. In the past few years, I've had a runny nose for years.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
And now I'm starting to have like more profound allergies with like headaches and stuffy nose and the whole nine yards. And I've fought that because I've never had allergies. That's part of my identity.
Right.
I don't give a shit about the wrinkles, but allergies? Don't ask me why.
Because it could be seen as a weakness, I think. A genetic weakness.
And it's just something I guess I've always been like, oh, I don't have allergies.
Right.
I'm acclimated to the world. No, you're not. Anyway.
What else, Kimmy?
My anxiety levels have tanked.
You mean down?
Down.
So
I feel like emotionally.
Yes.
I've found the middle.
Yay! Oh, that's exciting.
And I think a lot of it has to do with not giving a fuck about shit. Like, there are some things I just don't care about anymore. Like, whatever. Oh, the dog ate the couch. Fuck it.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
Like, well, we're also in the middle of a pandemic. Nobody's coming to the house.
Also, you've mentioned that twice today, so maybe you care a little bit.
What about the dog eating
the couch? Eating the couch, yeah.
Have you said
it to me earlier, yeah.
It does kind of bother me a little bit. It was a brand new couch. But I mean, in the past, it would have really, like, I would have had an emotional response every time I looked at the couch, and now I just see it, and I'm just like, ah, fuck it. You
right, know? Right, yeah.
Who cares? I usually crave salty things, and now I crave sweet things. Just bad news for somebody's...
I'm going the other way.
Oh.
I never used to be a person who ate chips or anything like that. And I was always like chocolate, chocolate, chocolate my whole life. And now that's, you know, I'm still about the chocolate. I don't think that ever goes away. But I don't crave it as much as I used to. I crave salty things.
That might be a good thing.
Maybe.
When you think about the drying out part.
Oh, I might hold on to some vaginal moisture, you're saying?
Well, and it's not just vaginal moisture. It's eyeballs.
What?
My eyesight started to seriously tank. And the last time I saw the eye doctor, she's all, yeah, you need to be using some kind of artificial tears. It'll help you see better because your eyeballs are dry. I'm like, God damn it! Fuck! I got a runny nose and dry eyeballs. Right? Fuck is up with that. So, yeah, my skin's dry. Like, I've got ridges in my fingernails. Not really bad. Not like my grandma did. But I saw him once, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Let's see. I'm forgetful.
Yeah.
I write everything. I have to literally write everything down. And it helps me remember. It's like...
Right.
My sister told me, because she didn't have any hormone replacement therapy. She didn't have any of her stuff removed.
Oh.
Yeah. We have different moms, so different
experiences.
But she told me, she said, because in the beginning I was telling her, you know, I'm forgetting things. I've got really bad brain fog. Like,
right.
This is kind of scary. And she's like, you are going to learn how to deal with this. You're going to adjust. You'll adapt.
Right.
You'll figure out how to deal with all of these things, and it'll be fine, and you won't look back.
Well, and also, like, dealing with them and also just being okay when it happens, too. Like, not beating yourself up if you forget something. It's going to be more helpful than beating yourself up about it.
Right. Yeah. And it's, and again, like, knowing that this stuff is normal.
Right.
It's okay. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with you. And nobody's telling us that. Well,
I'll tell you that.
Kathy did, and I'm telling you that.
I'll tell you that. You're
telling me that, and we're telling anybody who's listening, you're normal.
So,
damn it.
Being that this is my first missed period of my whole life since I was 11.
You're saving money on tampons.
Right, so I went on a trip to Boston, and my period should have been over by the time I'd left. So then I just took a whole week's worth, because my period's usually about 5 days long, of like pads and tampons and panty liners with me in my luggage. And they just sat there. And that's now the worst. I'm going, I've got drawers full of this bullshit. But that wasn't my point. Anyway, my point is, like, I don't know what's going to happen. My period could just start back up again. And this was a weird anomaly. I have no idea. But did you, because you would tell me like your body would still have cramps or something. Was it still on the same schedule that your period was on when you would have these phantom symptoms?
At some point I stopped like logging it.
Oh, okay.
But in the beginning, yeah, after, and I was, the last like 2 years. Where's my little timeline? I made a timeline, everybody.
This is exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So it started to really kick in around 2015 with forgetting things, misplacing things, just the mental part of it. And then my first skipped period was 2017. And I did not stop until 2019.
Oh, so I will probably get another one.
You might have a while. You might not. I mean, yeah, everybody's body is different. And I was pretty regular my whole life, too.
Right.
So I skipped my first one in December or November. Also, around that time, my libido went through the fucking roof. Yep. It was like, my body was like, oh.
Hurry up. Use these eggs.
this is your last hurrah, lady. You better get this shit going if you're going to do anything. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, this is great. Like,
I'm back, baby.
Woohoo! I'm older. I have experience. I've got the libido. I'm not... Anyway, that's a whole different podcast.
No, I just need a willing partner.
I just need to find a willing partner. And then July of that year of 2017, I had a horrendous period. And then 2018, it just got weirder. It was like in September of that year, I had two in a month.
I did that like 6 months ago. I had two in a month.
Oh. See who?
Oh, weird.
One of them lasted 10 days.
Holy shit!
3 weeks later, I had a 4-day period. Then 2 weeks later, I had a 6-day period. Then 2 weeks after that, I had a 4-day period. It was like, bam, bam, bam. And then, let's see. And then by 2019, I knew by then, like, okay, this is on. Because right. Last year was such a fucking shit show. There was 1 month I took a picture of my app. No, it was the last one. It was the last month that I had a period, which was August 2019. I wrote it down. No, it was July. Sorry. See, I gotta write everything down. I had 13 days of random spotting in the month and a 4-day long heavy, heavy ass period. Like, it, and I remember at the time thinking, it is if my body is just like, okay, it's over. We're just
pushing everything out.
It's all going out, like, all month long. Right. Just spotting and not knowing what the hell was going on. And then that was it. It was the last one I had.
That probably would have been the point in the olden days where a doctor would have suggested they rip out your uterus.
Maybe, yeah.
Huh.
But it was... I think because I knew what was going on, it wasn't as uncomfortable.
Right. You knew that eventually there would be an end to this suffering.
Right. And I think about the previous generations, my mom, my sister and her mom, my sister's mom is just like, oh yeah, I don't remember it at all.
What?
And my sister's like, I think I remember it. But nobody talked about it.
Right.
So how scary? How scary for that other generation to have all of this going on and not having anybody to talk to about it, and doctors just being like, oh yes, there's definitely something wrong with you. We're gonna take all of your parts out. Yeah.
And if women that are going through that become invisible, they were invisible to us when we were children, maybe. I have no idea. Like, I would want a fucking badass crone role model through this.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Did Chrissy Hines go through this? Could she tell me about it? Patti Smith? Like,
Patti Smith.
Pick one. Oh, ask her.
I'm going to write her a letter. And
tell the rest of us about your menopause and how you dealt with it. Not that everyone's the same or whatever, but I wish I had some sort of, like, non-conformist role model for menopause.
Right. Yeah. You know, like, what I Donna. Mean?
Right.
She was.
Or Georgia O'Keeffe painting vaginas. Like, maybe I should make some vagina ceramics.
Yeah.
I was telling Kim on the phone that I was going to grow my gray hair all the way down to my ankles and then use it like a cape and I could be super crone. We should make a gang, a crone gang.
Yeah.
We're gonna write a punk rock manual for menopause and start a crone gang.
I think that would be awesome.
That's actually not a bad idea, the crone gang. It could be its own little support group.
Well, when you think about women who are postmenopausal, there's a lot of really wonderful things that have happened. See, there it goes.
Yep.
Except not having good words. That doesn't happen.
They just hide that.
But it's like, you know, you have a renewed sense of self. A lot of female activists hit their prime.
Yeah, in their 50s, yeah.
It's a really fascinating time.
And it's not like once you're there, that's all you are. You are the product of your whole life. You are the product of your childhood, your maidenhood, your motherhood.
Yeah.
And I feel like that makes us more ourselves now. Like, we have all of those experiences. When I was a mother, I thought I knew everything. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, I thought I knew everything.
Right.
Now I know I didn't and that I don't, but I feel more whole as a person than I ever have, thanks to those other people I was, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of power in this, knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And knowing what you're willing to put up with and not, and not having a period to weigh you down. Like, I'm excited for travel now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's the really nice thing. Like, and it's interesting. I've kind of forgotten about it. Every once in a while I remember, I'll be like, I don't have to worry about my period. Oh my gosh. How nice is that? But I do forget sometimes.
I'm in a weird spot this month because obviously it's the first time I missed a period, where every time I go to the bathroom, I'm like expecting blood to be there.
Right.
And when there's not, I get a little sad and a little happy.
Yeah.
A little relieved and a little worried. Like, what's going to happen next? Like, I haven't been a year, so I've only been 40 days or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how to feel. I'm feeling not confused, but like, wishing there was a button I could push or a light switch to turn off, right, or, you know, something to make
some
it
kind of concrete
marker. Was it you that told me I can't control this or somebody else?
You can't. I'll tell you too. Somebody else did.
Yeah. I like controlling things.
It's such a relief though, in so many different ways, like emotionally and mentally, physically, you're relieved of this responsibility, because it is a responsibility from the time you get it.
As a child,
some of us way too
earlier than others.
You know, you have to work around it. You have to manage it. It's a shift every month. You know, you're at the mercy of your hormones, basically, right. And then you're relieved of that. And you're relieved of a lot of other stuff, too. Like, I am not fertile anymore. I think that was the hardest part for me. Like, I am not fertile anymore.
Right.
And I like to think of myself as a plant sometimes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Like, okay, so I have borne my fruit.
That's hard.
What happens to me now? Am I an annual? Am I a perennial?
You're an evergreen, baby.
Am I an evergreen? Right. See, like, am I deciduous?
Yes.
It's just a really interesting way to think of oneself.
Right.
And when you are invisible and you're not seeking attention from the opposite sex or from whoever you're attracted to.
Right.
And you're not trying to fit into some social norm or some, you know, like...
Yeah.
You're free.
Yes.
You're free. I don't give a fuck what I wear. I don't care about any of that stuff.
No.
You know?
Last night I had a wacky colored shirt, this sweater, which Kim gave me. It's like fuzzy and reddish, auburnish, with lots of colors in it. Leopard print fuzzy pants, and then different colored socks. And I walked out to where my husband was, and I, like, did, like, a model pose, and I said, do you find me alluring?
And he's like, hell yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, sorry about my nose. I'm menopausal.
Do you want a hard candy?
I need a hard candy and a tissue. I'm going to stuff it in my sleeve. that my period is something that I created. It was mine and it was me. It was my friend. And I'm feeling a little sad that I'm... It's like creating babies. Yeah, we all know that's a miracle. But like my body was like a clock every month.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It did its thing and it worked and it was there. No matter what was happening in my life, my period kept coming. You know, like...
Right.
I'm feeling a little sad about it. But more happy than sad.
Yeah.
Because I want to travel without worrying about when my period is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I started my period on the plane to Dublin.
Oh, dude.
And it was a bad one. I bled through pants.
Oh, God.
Never again.
I got mine. It was a bad, bad long one.
Yeah.
When we were in Hawaii.
No.
Oh, yes. Talk about a freaking nightmare. I mean, I had backup on backup on backup.
That's the worst. And
was still like, I can't go do that today, guys. Sorry, I'm going to stay.
I'm just going to sit on the toilet. Thanks.
I can't be that long away from the bathroom. And the kids were making fun of me. I wasn't going to explain it to them at the time. They're like, God, Mom, how come you won't go snorkeling? What's wrong with you? I'm like.
Because I will attract sharks.
I would. Yeah, and I think at some point I said that, and they were like, what? I'm like, never mind. Ugh, it was terrible. It was like, I was pissed, too,
because
there was a lot of stuff I couldn't do.
Wow. You're free.
Yep.
All right, well, let's cheers one more time to Stevie Nicks and her landslide song that was Before Its Time.
Oh. There's a lot of... Wait. Oh, wait a minute.
You have more?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we're done, just for anybody who's out there listening, so you know these things are normal.
Yes.
Here are some symptoms of perimenopause.
Oh.
Mood swings. Meh. Whatever. Bloating. Weight gain.
Yep.
My energy levels tanked at some point, and I was like, oh, I can't eat all that anymore. Anyway, the dryness we talked about. Redistribution of body hair. Redistribution. Okay?
You mean like from your...
All of the body hair where it's supposed to be is not necessarily where it should. It goes to other places.
Like your chin?
Your chin. Like, what the... The period whisker, I think, started happening during perimenopause.
Yeah. I've got a good 5 of them now. Oh, and I have ones where my sideburns would be if I were a male.
All that shit's just fucking brutal. Sore boobs. That happened me with my period. Libido changes, headaches, joint pain, digestive issues.
Yep.
Sleep issues. We talked about that. Becky, I don't think she would mind me saying this, has had cold flashes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have those except after the hot flash because then I'm sweating and it's cold.
You're freezing,
yeah. So that's an interesting one that I did not know about until she mentioned it. Also, my whole circadian rhythm got out of whack.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, I never used to eat breakfast in the morning. I wake up in the morning and I am hungry.
Yep. That's the other thing. I've been really hungry. Like, painfully hungry.
Yeah, like, hungry. Food time.
Like when I was pregnant hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird? I have been clearer on bigger ideas and fuzzier on small ones. Like, I just don't care about the small shit anymore. I just don't care.
Yeah.
But the big ideas, I am heavily invested in. Heavily.
Wow.
Which is, I don't know if that's just my age or hormones or what. Heightened intuition.
Also. Oh, yes.
Like, I don't even, it's not surprising anymore if I, you know, if I think, oh, Lou's going to call, and she calls. Like,
right.
It's just expected now. It's not always on, but many times it is, more often than not. And I just give fewer fucks about everything. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good stuff.
Okay. I'll trust you. Final thoughts?
I would like to see Dave Chappelle, Dan Levy, and Ted Cruz play Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Have you seen any of the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune?
Unfortunately, yes.
It's mind-numbing.
It's painful.
But they're all really excited to be there.
I know, and they're doing good stuff. But I know. Mostly we watch Wheel of Fortune to make fun of people. I'm not terribly proud of that, but it's entertainment, you know.
I play to guess the things before the people do and then tell them they're stupid when they haven't figured it out yet. What is the matter with you? It obviously says four corners. Ziggy didn't like that. Okay, my final thought was, is, see? I'm very competitive, even with people I don't know on the television. My final thought is that I want to get an aura picture of my uterus taken.
Oh!
Somebody contact me if you can do that.
Oh, that would be cool.
In my mind, it looks like an infinity symbol, the energy around my... But I'm wondering if it's like dying down. Like, does the energy die down?
Oh, wow. I've never thought of that before.
That's my final thought.
Oh, pardon me, Jim.
Pardon you! Bye, everybody!
Adios, friends! Bye. Stay hydrated. Especially I'd love to hear what you had to say. I try to Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!